Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam here, kickstarting your working week with today's edition of The Brief, brought to you with thanks to Rex Software. If you're ready to skyrocket your growth, Rex Grow Suite can help you find the right opportunities and close more deals, and you can find out more at rexsoftware.com. Here are the top stories on eliteagent.com for Monday, the 13th of March, 2023. First up, auctions. And with four of our eight states and territories enjoying a public holiday today, auction volumes and clearance rates took a little bit of a dip over the weekend. CoreLogic figures show that 1,282 homes were taken to auction across the combined capitals. And from the results collected so far, the preliminary clearance rate is 65%. But volumes are expected to rise this week with 2,350 homes already scheduled for auction. Next up, PropTrack released their latest vacancy rate figures over the weekend, and the national vacancy rate has dropped yet again, this time recording a 0.1 percentage point fall in February to just 1.47%. The senior economists over at PropTrack say that anything basically below 2% represents a really tight market, and with things being so constricted, it doesn't particularly spell good news for weekly rents for the rest of 2023. So maybe what we all need for today is a bit of Coach Carolyn Balderston, who's our feature of the day, with some sage advice on how to get your mindset and thoughts crystal clear so that you can supercharge your results. Carolyn says if you want to empower yourself towards success, you need to recognize global beliefs, resist assumptive thinking, and open your mind to genuine curiosity. In Brekkie Brows, Deborah Evans has become the first Australian to be awarded the RE/MAX Luminary of Distinction Award for having earned more than $20 million in gross commission during a RE/MAX career of at least 20 years. In the commercial real estate sector, hotels are proving hot property with investors, with CBRE's latest Hotels Overview and Outlook report showing hotel sales hit $2.14 billion in 2022, and that momentum has continued into 2023 with the sale of Australia's first Waldorf Astoria hotel, selling for in excess of $500 million. Speaking of millions, or maybe that should be billions, we've got the story of a lucky Powerball winner who scored a $2.4 billion jackpot and has since bought himself a $25 million mansion in the Hollywood Hills. Let's see that one catch the spam filters. And finally, today's quote of the day comes from the 26th President of the United States, Theodore Roosevelt, and that is, believe you can and you're halfway there. Speaking of believe, Ted Lasso's season 3 starts again this week, and there are plenty of leadership lessons in that show, which we've all enjoyed here at one point or another at Elite Agent. That's it for today. Keep listening out for more of The Daily Brief and subscribe at our website, eliteagent.com, The Brief. As always, wishing you a productive day.